With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Britain's former Prince Andrew's arrest in the UK is the latest fallout from the Jeffrey Epstein case.
The Thames Valley Police said Andrew Mountbatten Windsor was suspected of misconduct in public office. The force, which covers areas west of London, said it was assessing reports that the former Prince Andrew, Mountbatten Windsor, sent trade reports to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein in 2010. The police force did not name Mountbatten Windsor, as is normal under UK law. But when asked if he had been arrested, the force pointed to a statement saying that they had arrested a man in his 60s. Karen Shamas, London.
Members of President Trump's Board of Peace are assembling today in Washington for the panel's first meeting. The focus is on stabilizing and rebuilding war-shattered Gaza. The president will formally announce pledges of $5 billion to kickstart Gaza reconstruction. Some not-so-good news for Democrats heading into the crucial midterm elections.
A new AP NORC poll finds views of the Democratic Party among rank-and-file Democrats have not bounced back since President Donald Trump's 2024 victory. That's despite a series of wins notched by Democratic candidates in recent special elections. New polling from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows that only about 7 in 10 Democrats have a positive view of the Democratic Party. Keith Peters, Washington.
Fierce winter weather has prevented crews from recovering the bodies of 8 backcountry skiers killed by an avalanche near Lake Tahoe earlier this week. Walmart has delivered another quarter of impressive sales. However, the retailer's outlook for the future remains clouded. Wall Street, Dow futures down 176. This is SRN News. A new report on gender, politics, and religion.
It comes from Real Clear Investigations, and it reveals that for the first time in a quarter of a century, more men are going to church than women. This trend is moving parallel to another one that sees more and more men migrating to the Republican Party while women move to the Democrats. The report also indicates that the decades-long decline in Christianity in the U.S. is leveling off, with revival being noted in some places. Michael Harrington reporting.
Gay rights groups are suing the Trump administration for removing a rainbow pride flag from the Stonewall National Monument. That New York site commemorates the gay rights movement and was established during the Biden administration. The flag was first displayed in 2022 and was the first such banner to fly permanently on federal land. After removing it this month, the Park Service cited a January memo limiting the agency to displaying the Stars and Stripes and POW/MIA flag. SRN News. The grandson of the inventor of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is accusing Hershey of watering down the Reese's brand by shifting to cheaper ingredients.
In a February 14th letter posted on his LinkedIn profile, Brad Reese said Hershey replaced milk chocolate with compound coatings and peanut butter with peanut cream in multiple Reese's products. Hershey acknowledges some recipe changes, but said on Wednesday it's trying to meet consumer demand for innovation. Brad Reese is the 70-year-old grandson of H.B. Reese. He invented Reese's Peanut Butter Cups back in 1928. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump visits Georgia today, a trip that the White House says will focus on the economy. Affordability is the watchword. The president's trip comes ahead of the high-stakes midterm elections, with Republicans looking to hold on to, or better yet, expand their majorities in the House and the Senate. More details at srnnews.com.